Next item on the agenda is license status review. Before we start, let the record reflect that the gentleman who is the subject of this hearing, Mr. Robert Norris Hogg, is currently incarcerated in the Newport News City Jail. We have afforded him the opportunity to appear before the commission. I have been informed by my law enforcement division that he has very sternly rejected the opportunity to come over here. Therefore, the hearing will be held in absentia. Proceed.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, Commission members. My name is Jennifer Farmer. I am the regulatory coordinator for the Fisheries Management Division, and this is the license status review for May 2018.
Jennifer, before you go any further, who's going to testify in this matter? I want everybody that's going to testify in this matter sworn. Raise your right hands. You solemnly swear the testimony you give, including you, Jennifer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
I do.
And let the record reflect that everybody's been sworn. Proceed.
He has three new convictions: commercial fishing without a license, date of offense July 10th, 2017, date of conviction March 28th, 2018, Officer Robert Griffin. Fishing while revoked, date of offense July 10th, 2017, date of conviction March 28th, 2018, Officer Stephen York. And taking oysters with a hand scrape out of season, date of offense September 8th, 2015, date of conviction April 6th, 2018, Officer Stephen York. Mr. Hogg first appeared before the commission as a natural resource offender during the November 1st, 2016 commission meeting. The commission decided to revoke all of Mr. Hogg's commission issue licenses for a period of 1 year from November 1st, 2016 through October 31st, 2017, followed by a 2 year probation from November 1st, 2017 through October 31st, 2019, owing to a conviction of two oyster violations. These are his 2018 and 2017 licenses and permits. And these are his previous convictions.
Okay.
Summary, police officer.
First Sergeant. State your name for the record, please.
First Sergeant Robert Griffin, Virginia Marine Police. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Sergeant Cox, I just reiterating what the commissioner said earlier, I spoke to Mr. Hogg today at about noon and repeatedly told him that he was welcome to come to the commission to say anything he wanted to. We'd be happy to escort him, and he repeatedly, through some expletives, said that he did not want to come and we could do whatever we wanted to with him.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Proceed, Sergeant Griffin.
Yes, sir. On July 10, 2017, at about 6:45 a.m. in the county of Isle of Wight, myself, Officer Griffin, and Officer York to my left, we were on shore when we observed Mr. Robert Norris Hogg aboard the vessel Light LH actively taking oysters from an oyster lease in the James River off of Day's Point area. Mr. Hogg was observed operating the vessel, operating the hydraulic dredge, emptying the dredge, culling oysters. This all went on for approximately an hour and a half as we observed him and videotaped him. I do have some video I would like to show the commission with your permission.
Sure.
This video was taken from about a half a mile away. This is the vessel Light LH, that Mr. Hogg's vessel. The gentleman you see in the screen there, known to me, is Mr. Robert Hogg. And as we will see here shortly, As the vessel turns, you will see him operate the dredge controls, bringing the dredge to the surface. He will dump the oysters onto the culling board, and then he will start actively culling the oysters. There he is working the hydraulic controls. You can see the dredge at the water. He's taking the mud off of the oysters there. Brings the oysters up on deck. And this is all while his fishing privileges are revoked by the commission and the Commonwealth here. Mr. Hogg was escorted by a patrol boat, approached Mr. Hogg. We vectored a patrol boat in. They met up with Mr. Hogg, and immediately he stood back and told the officer, I'm not doing anything. I'm not fishing. I'm just out here in case the boat breaks down. He did not know we were on shore. He was escorted to Brown's Marina over in Isle of Wight, where I had issued him a summons for commercial fishing without a license. Officer York issued him for Virginia summons for fishing while revoked. And I also explained to him that he may face future civil penalties if the commission so imposed him for fishing while revoked. This case went to court in Isle of Wight on March 28, 2018. On the fishing without a commercial license, Mr. Hogg was found guilty. He was given a $0 fine, but sentenced. The judge imposed 2 years of probation on him. As for the fishing while revoked, he was found guilty in Isle of Wight on March 28, 2018, given a $500 fine, and again, 2 years of unsupervised probation. On September 18, 2015, we're going back a little bit, Officer York and myself were undercover in a VMRC vessel just north of the sanctuary out in the James River when we observed the vessel Light LH, again, Mr. Hogg, harvesting oysters with the dredge in the Hantong area. He was escorted back to the dock in Menchville Marina, where 12 bushels of illegally harvested oysters were seized and then returned to the sanctuary. Mr. Hogg was charged with several felonies and misdemeanors at that time. When the case went to court, there was a plea bargain agreed to, where he was found guilty of one of the misdemeanors and the other felonies were deferred upon good behavior. Leading into this, in October 13th of 2016, Mr. Hogg was convicted of two game department violations. Based on that and his inconsistent lack of cooperation with the Marine Police, giving us a hard time all the time, not cooperating, Judge Mills in the Newport News decided to revoke the suspended sentences on those felonies. Mr. Hogg did go to court on April 6, 2018, where the felony charge of taking oysters with a dredge or hand scrape other than patent tongs was heard, as well as the felony grand larceny of the 12 bushels of oysters. That was heard in Newport News on April 6, 2018. On the taking oysters with the dredge, scrape, or other instrument other than ordinary hand tongs, Mr. Hogg was found guilty of this felony charge, sentenced to 5 years in jail. 4 years of it were suspended. And the larceny of oysters, Mr. Hogg was found guilty, sentenced to 5 years in jail. 4 years and 8 months of it were suspended. I do have a video I can show the commission continues that demonstrates Mr. Hogg's continued demeanor, as we just found when they went to talk to him at the jail. What we've had to deal with this individual and other officers over the last several years, it is very vulgar. There's a lot of cuss words in it. I'd be happy to show it, but it's your discretion if you want to see it or not.
Mr. Zedrin.
I think it's necessary because if he appeals it, it's part of the record.
Well, I've got good lawyers on here. Proceed. And for those that would like to remove themselves from the room before we play it, you're allowed to. If not, so mote it be. Proceed.
There will be one section in here. Well, I will mute it when he gives me some personal information.
Okay.
Because I'm talking to him. So, and this is the same sections of video the court saw. They saw the entire
video.
So this one here will finish up in a second.
Talking about, man? Got a goddamn keepers for a case? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay.
What the fuck is up with that?
It's on the judge, brother.
On the judge.
Excuse me.
I don't have a case. I don't have no fucking court dates.
Okay.
I'm finished with y'all. So y'all come in here and tell me I got a goddamn court date for something I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Judge Mills wants to talk to you. That's all I know.
Huh? You with the police department or you with them?
There's a warrant on file.
Huh?
I'm with myself.
That gentleman is...
You're a VMRC cop?
Nope.
You're a piece of shit then.
I'm not a VMRC cop. I'm whatever you want me to be. That's right. Right now, I'm going to go in here and get me some meat.
Hope you're choking, die.
Come on, man. You don't mean that.
Oh, yes, I do. I like to see you fall right the fuck out and your head blow off.
You don't mean that.
Don't come down here fucking me on a Friday, man. On a goddamn Friday.
I ain't gonna sit here and cry about it.
This is an occasion we had to charge Mr. Hogg with drinking in public and mentoring.
You got your IDs, Mr. Hogg?
You got my number, man.
Get your ID.
I ain't got my wallet.
Y'all been sitting over there aggravating all day to come over here and mess with us, man. Is that all you got to do?
We're just for watching people.
I ain't seen nobody.
Huh?
But you. Y'all come down here and sit over there to watch us.
What's your date of birth,
wait
sir?
This is where he's going to be giving me his date of birth and his Social Security number.
Huh?
What's your social?
My social. Y'all been sitting over there all day, just sitting there watching us sitting over here grieving over a family friend. Y'all are a bunch of worthless shit.
I don't want y'all to be driving.
I believe that.
Nobody's driving anything.
Didn't say anybody was driving.
I don't want y'all to think
he's worthless shit, man. Don't worry.
We didn't say anybody was driving anything.
No, y'all sit there, man. Y'all are nothing, man. Back off of him. Y'all come up on us. We didn't come up on you. We're talking about family.
Hey,
we're talking about family.
Mr. Hawks, settle down.
Hey, you're walking on me.
Settle down.
You're walking up on me. I didn't walk up on shit.
Settle down.
You walked up on me. Did you get out of that goddamn car?
Settle down.
Call your boss.
Settle down.
Call your boss. Call your boss, man. Y'all walked up on us. We sitting here talking about family.
Settle down.
Y'all got nothing. Y'all ain't sensitive. Bunch of fucking pricks. Where's your body?
Settle down.
You're
wearing
a
glass, man.
You're coming arresting me. Where's your
body
camera?
I understand. I'm sorry about that. The problem is...
He's walking off.
That's the first time in 1960 I've got
drunk. Copy your ticket, buddy.
All right.
Copy ticket. I ain't signed it yet. I have not signed it yet.
The histogram is literally.
I don't give a fuck.
There you go.
I did not sign it. You shouldn't have gave it to me until I signed that.
It don't matter.
Yes, it does.
It don't matter.
Yes, it does.
Are you
going to
sign that ticket?
That's not my signature on it.
You going to sign?
That's not my signature.
We all did it.
You got to sign that.
Y'all's patience is a lot better than mine would have done.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Sir, we try to give Mr. Hogg every opportunity to do the right thing. And
that ended about 3 minutes ago. But anyway, neither here nor there.
So that would conclude my presentation.
Any questions by members of the commission?
No.
Matters before the commission for discussion. Mr. Ballard.
Question for, do we have a guideline of sentencing?
Yes. There are the sanction tables, and the commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters without an oyster resource user fee and gear license while revoked within a two-year period should result in at least a two-year revocation of all commission-issued licenses. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, the guidelines suggest to the commission to revoke all of Mr. Hogg's commission-issued licenses for a period of 2 years from the date of this commission meeting, May 22, 2018, through May 21, 2020. The Code of Virginia also allows that the commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any of Mr. Hogg's licenses during this revocation period and to take discretionary action concerning the potential of a civil penalty. Further guidance can be found in 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia.
And furthermore, Section B of 28.2-232 indicates the duration of the revocation. Krause, if this is wrong, based on the... Was this a supplement?
Yeah.
232B, the duration of the license revocation prohibition shall be fixed by the commission up to a maximum of 5 years, taking into account evidence of repeated violations of the conservation, health, or safety laws, regulations, abusive conduct and behavior toward officers, and damage that occurred or might have occurred to the natural resources, the public health, or the seafood industry. Mr. France.
I'm ready to make a motion.
Further discussion? Mr. France.
5 years revocation.
Motion made by Mr. France for 5 year revocation. Is there a second to the motion?
I will second that, adding that we should discuss the possibility of a civil fine separately.
We'll take that under separate motion. Second by Mr. Neal. Dr. Neal, further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Dr. Neal.
With the fishing under revocation, if I'm speaking like a lawyer, which I'm not, we can issue fines anywhere up to $10,000. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
if the person has engaged in fishing other than for recreational purposes while the person's applicable licenses or fishing privileges have been revoked. Just to be absolutely clear.
What's your pleasure? You pick a number. We ought to pick something.
Mr. Zedrin.
You know, when I sat on a bench, one thing I didn't allow is abuse of the police officers. And I think this is the kind of abuse that causes escalation of events that injure people. And it's repeated, and the officers here, as you put it, held their patients really good. And I think that this is the max. I think this is a $10,000 fine. I'm so moved.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Dr. Neal. Further discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Very much.
Thank you, officers.